This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. As you know, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and as you know as well, friends, we've got a lot to cover within the next hour. We got audio, and what we're going to be talking about, friends, is why don't the American people awake to the fact that it's their responsibility to finish what President John F. Kennedy intended to finish concerning the CIA. He said that he wanted to splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces. As a matter of fact, verbatim, he said, President John F. Kennedy, I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about in just a couple moments because, friends, the CIA is alive and well. And I want to tell you something, friends, what they're doing on a global scale is unprecedented. But the people of this country need to understand what they're tolerating concerning the likes of the CIA, and what I'm going to do, folks, is highlight that for you. As a matter of fact, I'll just give you one quote, put a little salt on your tongue. This is none other than John Stockton, former CIA agent. He said it is the function of the CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, to keep the world, unstable, and to propagandize the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms in aid to what, friends? None other than the military-industrial complex. We talk in part about that quite a bit, but let's bring it into a full hour today. The first segment, what I'm going to do is I'm going to highlight what's on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and then the second segment, we're going to pick it up again because we got to roll through this as quickly as possible and as slowly as possible so you can digest the message. Folks, going over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have here is the CIA again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, fake news about Syrian leader planted by none other than the CIA. Assad stroke assassination attempt. For those that did not know, again, keep in mind you're told through the media and the narrative controlled by the CIA who the rebels are, who the revolutionaries are, who the troublemakers are, when in fact, friends, you'll find that they're labeling their political opposition that you might go after them. But again, we have sonsoflibertymedia.com, fake news about Syrian leader planted by the CIA. If he was who they said he was, then why did they have to plant fake news about the Syrian leader? Point made. Check it out. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have, are you ready for this? I hope you're sitting down. sonsoflibertymedia.com, Trayvon Martin's parents seek to political office. You heard me right. I mean, folks, it is a place where people believe that if they go there, they can become what they want in the light of day, no matter how corrupt they become. Trayvon Martin's parents seek political office. They seek political office. Why would they seek political office? Now, keep in mind, these are both the parents, friends, that raised up this little thug, Trayvon Martin. Don't forget that. sonsoflibertymedia.com, indictments coming? Written by an attorney, Michael DePinto. Federal judges exposing stunning Obama DOJ crimes. Friends, this is what I like to share with you in explanation. I'm saying it a different way today. This is the stuff that I try to get you to catch on to right away. The conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, are slowly catching up after the fact. Now the president of the United States, the foreign agent, sodomite criminal himself, who violated the United States Constitution with a free hand because the American people gave it to him over 1,183 times. Now the conservatives are talking about indictments concerning none other than Barack Hussein Obama and his Department of Injustice and his crimes committed against we the people. See, they wait until the damage is done. See, prevention is better than cure. And when we see these crimes come to the surface, which is the mercy of God, we need to deal with them and respond to heaven, obey his commandments, and execute judgment and the fullest extent of the law to establish judgment in righteousness, friends, so we can have peace in this country. And we understand that justice is the guardian of liberty. But why is this? Why does it take the conservatives so long to catch up as to what's going on? Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Listen carefully. Indictments coming. A federal judge exposes stunning Obama DOJ crimes. Folks, just because he's out of office doesn't mean he's responsible. There is still consequence for the laws that he has violated. And again, America, we need, and just keep in mind, just a couple days ago, we heard this criminal pipe up again concerning immigration in the United States of America. It's not his place to pipe up. It never has been his place to pipe up. He's been used to fundamentally transform this country, America, and you've let him do it. And now people are talking about indictments. Will it happen? Not with Trey Gowdy. I can guarantee you he's going to talk all big and bad and produce absolutely nothing like he always has. The same thing with Daryl Issa and the same thing with Jason Chaffetz, friends, because you tolerate injustice, and that's why you're in trouble today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Barack Hussein Obama's Social Security gun ban goes on the chopping block by Donald Trump. We'll see what comes out of that, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump's first executive order guts IRS enforcement, frees middle class of Obamacare penalties. Let's see what becomes of that. Good move. We appreciate that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. People are looking to prosecute the international criminal himself, George Soros, for sedition. Of course, at least. He's known across the globe as an international criminal, friends. Why is he given a free hand and permission by the American people to come here and destroy this country? Because you have been led through ignorance, friends, to believe that he can come here and do whatever he wants. Freedom of speech. In other words, what you're accepting is freedom to break the law. Nobody is free to break the law in this country. Amen? Which guards and preserves our liberties. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Here we go again. Here we go again, and I get tired of this. It's redundant, friends, and it's sickening. We should deal with them right off the bat rather than let this lunacy go on day after day. Nancy Pelosi is insane, to say the least. She is ignorant, and she is not working for you, California. Pelosi the insane, again, illegal alien murderers are law-abiding citizens. Yes, this is the rhetoric that you tolerate in this country. Read Daniel 9 when you get a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Gorsuch will not shift the balance of power on the Supreme Court as much as you may think. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have Attorney General, the criminal herself, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, praising Yates, who was just fired by Donald Trump for her unshakable integrity in opposing Donald Trump. Well, let me ask you a question. How did that work out for you? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
Aquanetics H2O has developed the most effective water purification system on the planet. Period. The Solar Hydro is what it's called. The Solar Hydro is a solar backpack system that will take most any contaminated fresh water and cleanse it to a 99.9% purity. That's eradicating bacteria and viruses while safely removing harmful chemicals and toxins. It will even purify water from stagnant ponds. So secure your family's water supply, because you can't drink guns, you can't drink gold, and you surely can't drink ammo. Aquanetics H2O. Contact Alan at 325-200-4343. Again, contact Alan at 325-200-4343 or visit them at aquaneticsh2o.com. Again, that's aquaneticsh2o.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean, double E, BRADLEEDEAN, Bradley Dean, and or you can check us out on our Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1, again, for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. You can also call in at any time over the next three segments. Please stick to the topic, add to, take away, whatever the case, contend. Again, friends, lay it out for the world to hear. 53 countries and 70 affiliates in the United States of America are listening. Many of them are listening to you live right now. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, and on and on and on and on. You'll get the point real quick. Folks, we got much to cover here on sonsoflibertyradio.com today. What we're talking about is finish what President John F. Kennedy intended to do concerning the United States bureaucracy called the CIA, splintering the CIA into 1,000 pieces. As a matter of fact, John F. Kennedy himself said, I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind. Why are they still here? Why are they allotted a free hand, friends? Who's creating all this war? Who's creating this propaganda? Who's creating this hate? Who are committing crimes and creating wars, friends? Regardless of the millions and millions that are killed in these unconstitutional wars, only created to add money to the pockets and to the coffers of the rich globally, friends? Why? Why is it tolerated? Well, history shows us that after John F. Kennedy said, "I will splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind," after he made that statement, he was assassinated on the streets of Dallas, Texas on November 22nd, 1963. See, most Americans and Americans are also aware that after the assassination, President Johnson reversed President Kennedy's orders on Vietnam while conveniently appointing none other than Alan Dulles, who was fired by John F. Kennedy for lying and manipulating when it came to the Bay of Pigs. I mean, as the fox in the chicken coop to the Warren Commission to investigate John F. Kennedy's assassination. Are you kidding me, friends? And America drank the Kool-Aid. Here, let me say it this way. Alan Dulles was the former head of the CIA, the director of the CIA, okay? In saying that, he was fired by John F. Kennedy for manipulating and lying when it came to the Bay of Pigs. After John F. Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson reversed Vietnam orders the very first day. It was the very first order that he actually brought forth to reverse John F. Kennedy's orders concerning Vietnam, which was a created unconstitutional war in which 21 lost their lives in that unconstitutional war because the American people allowed Congress to send their boys to a war that was created. As a matter of fact, my cousin was killed there just to show you the loss and how close it hits home. But here we have Johnson reversing the orders on JFK concerning Vietnam, and then the man that he fired for lying and manipulating concerning Bay of Pigs was appointed by the Warren Commission to be an investigator concerning John F. Kennedy's assassination. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment, please. Most people were unaware that that's what Johnson did, but it makes sense. Who was the prophet from the war? Who was the prophet from the war, friends? The writing is on the wall. John F. Kennedy said, "I'll splinter the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter it into the wind." And the man that he fires as the CIA director is appointed to investigate the assassination of the man that fired him. I mean, folks, the rest is history. The truth fell in the streets that day. Read Isaiah 59:14. And the truth fell in the streets the day that the American people refused to deal with them that were responsible for the murder of the President of the United States of America. And though the truth fell in the streets that day, remember that it did not fall dead, because it's still alive in the hearts of those that have a little common sense and discernment as to what really took place. Let me say it real slow. And though the truth fell in the streets that day, remember that it did not fall dead, because we're still here to speak of it. But the generations past seem to care less about what took place there. And if they did care, they cared so much that they used an impotent hand which didn't exist. They failed to show their faith by their works, by actually investigating, by holding the government accountable for the crimes committed against the President of the United States of America. A big, big, big no-no. The truth fell in the streets that day. But again, keep in mind, it didn't fall dead. See, it has an infinity with the soul of man. See, the seed, however broadcast, will catch somewhere and produce 100-fold, and so it has, because we're a part of the seed that is going back, using the light to expose and to reprove the darkness and to deal with it lawfully. One has to ask, well, what's the function of the CIA? Well, look it up. I did. The CIA's primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, and disseminate, friends, foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions relating to national security. Yeah, right. It may have been conceived in such a fashion, but look what it's become, like any other bureaucracy that has no oversight. The CIA's primary mission is to collect. Is this how you know it to be? The CIA's primary mission is to collect, to analyze, evaluate, and disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions relating to national security. Is that how you know the CIA? Hey, folks, if you believe this, then you deserve what you have got coming. If you believe what they identified themselves as to be and their purpose and function as to be, then you deserve what you've got coming. I mean, what they say and what they do and what they are doing are two different stories. Again, what they say that they do and what it is that they themselves are doing and responsible for are two different stories, like any other organization that commits crimes against we the people. They know that the American people have been dummied down to believe and been dummied down enough to believe that no matter who wants to come into this country, create an organization, make it look America-friendly like the ACLU, like CARE, like other groups that use these acronyms, like they really want America to flourish and prosper in righteousness, goodness, and truth, Ephesians 5, well, the American people will just accept it. And so you have. You have Planned Parenthood, which was established back in the 30s. You gave them a pass, all the while knowing what Margaret Sanger said she wanted to do. And how she identified her organization. Well, it's about the women. It's about the health of the women. When, in fact, if someone were to pull the curtain back and seen that she said the most merciful thing that a family can do to one of its infant members is to kill it, do you think the people back then would have accepted it? No. Or what about the American Civil Liberties Union, who's been attacking every Christian in this country, folks, since its inception, a little by little, incrementally, through a siege, a takeover, a slow takeover. Well, if anybody would have taken the time to look back on Roger Baldwin, the founder of the organization, the end of the ACLU is communism, do you think that would have flew in the face of the people back then? Absolutely not. And so it is with the CIA, and I'm about ready to prove that in just a moment, and other organizations in the United States of America. I mean, how many times has CARE itself, friends, this Muslim organization, coming to the United States, bullying everybody, not submitting to our laws, not submitting or assimilating to who we are as a people, but coming in as a bulwark, attempting to conquer anybody and everybody that attempts to stand in their way. But as long as the acronym is CAIR, they must really care, not knowing during their protests they're saying massacre those who insult Muslims, kill the infidel. I mean, folks, don't pay attention to what they do, just pay attention to what they say to your own demise. And again, America, that's why you're in trouble today. That's why America is in trouble. It accepts anything and everything. Enough is enough, America, for your own good. Listen carefully. I mean, we know what these groups are. We know what they don't stand for. We know that they're here to destroy, but yet they're still here. Come on, America. Take your government back. It's we the people, and it has meaning. But again, pay attention to the acronym. When I come back on the other side, I'm going to highlight some of the things that CARE has said, and then we're going to get back to the point, proving my point, only reinforcing my statement about the CIA. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Not attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Bradley Dean here, 1-866-582-9933. Talking about acronyms right now, but we're exposing the CIA and its purpose. And I am telling the American people to awake instead of taking these people in these groups for their acronyms. Like, for example, we talked about Planned Parenthood. We talked about American Civil Liberties Union, which means to tear away your religious freedoms, friends. And again, I said if you pulled the curtain back, you would have seen the founder already made his statement as to who he was. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, and it hasn't, has it, friends? No, absolutely not. Roger Baldwin said the end of the ACLU is what? Communism. That's exactly what they've been promoting for the last how many years in this country, because they've been allowed to. Because the American people believe that they have a right to go ahead and tear away at their religious freedoms, which is a complete and bold-faced lie. That's straight from the pit of hell, friends. Let's go over to CAIR. Listen to their acronym, C-A-I-R. Oh, they must be a bunch of nice guys coming over here to assimilate into to America. And they're looking out for the good of who we are. No, they're not. As a matter of fact, the founder of the Council on American Islamic Relations, that is the acronym spelt out for you, Omar Ahmad, said Islam isn't in America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran, and the Muslim book of scripture should be the highest authority in America. It's the book of flesh, friends. By the way, read 1 Timothy 4:1. And Islam the only accepted religion on earth? Accepted or else? Is that what you want in this country? But you believe, for some reason or another, that because government said so, it must be so. Well, if you would look at the laws, friends, you'll see the opposite is true. Keep in mind, Judas was one of the apostles. Judas was one of the apostles. He was one of them that were called to ministry. Yes, he was appointed as the son of perdition, destruction. Yes. And it was better that that man was not born at all. Yes, and we've seen that he ended up committing suicide. And Scripture tells us his innards gushed out. Good for him. He got his lot, didn't he? For betraying the Son of Man. For betraying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And so it is today. Anybody that runs counter to the Bible at end and at length destroys themselves. That's just a fact. That's the history of the world, right? But let's go back to CARE, its acronym. We understood what they're trying to do by deceiving the American people, that they're, you know, they're a good group coming over here to establish, you know, so when they pull immigrants over here to assimilate, that everything's going to be good. Well, we already heard from the founder, friends, that that's not their intent at all. As a matter of fact, the path of Islam is always the same. Establish a mosque, create an enclave, grow the population, stack the cards against them, claim victimhood like they are on the heels of the homosexuals, as I warned for 10 years now, resist host authorities and customs, exploit lawfare, institute Sharia, secede, and take control. But in equating that and paralleling that to the CIA, folks, remember what I said, Judas was one of the apostles. And the CIA and the agents that come forward tell us what they're about, and they understand what they're about, and those that are being used for propaganda. As a matter of fact, what I want to get to real quick, I got to play some audio for you. But I said to you before I got onto Planned Parenthood and American Civil Liberties Union and CARE and these other organizations that come in with the proper acronyms, if people would pull the curtain back, you wouldn't tolerate them. Neither would you concerning the CIA. Because, again, what they say that they do and what it is that they are doing are two different stories. The fruit of the CIA has been war, world destabilization, media propaganda, murder, bribery, and the list goes on. As a matter of fact, I didn't say that. Listen to former CIA agent John Stockwell. He said, it is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable. And to propagandize the American people to hate. Who's behind all this? The media is. You know who's behind all this, friends. So we will let the establishment send, okay? So what they do is their function is, the CIA, is to keep the world unstable, to propagandize the American people to hate. That's exactly what they're doing. But don't equate hate to law, friends. We're ruled by law, not by opinion. And keep in mind, love tells the truth, hate does not. He goes on, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. And of course, in cahoots with the military-industrial complex, in which President Eisenhower warned Americans back in January 17th of 1961. But the American people failed to remember. They failed to recollect the warnings that God was given through the people. He is faithful. In spite of us, he will still get his message out because the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, will not be straightened. Praise God. We need to pay attention to the warning signs, and we need to get back to the apostles and the prophets, friends, in Scripture to set the record straight. Now, moving over to CIA propaganda, because that's what they do, they propagandize. We can see what former CIA Director William Casey said when reinforcing what John Stockwell just stated. William Casey, CIA Director under Ronald Reagan, the good guy, in 1981 said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Now, you've also heard of, going forward, Operation Mockingbird. I want you to listen to this carefully, friends, because I didn't say it. They said it.
I thought that it was a matter of real concern that planted stories intended to serve a national purpose abroad came home and were circulated here and believed here, because this would mean that the CIA could manipulate the news in the United States by channeling it through some foreign country. And we're looking at that very carefully.
Do you have any people being paid by the CIA, who are contributing to a major circulation American journal.
We do have people who submit pieces to other two American journals.
Do you have any people paid by the CIA who are working for television networks?
This, I think, gets into the kind of getting into the details, Mr. Chairman, that I'd like to get into in executive session.
His admission is guilt, friends.
Yes,
his silence is
contacted by the CIA.
An admission of his guilt.
At the time, I became the head of the whole news and public affairs operation in 1954. Ships had been established, and I was told about them and asked if I'd carry on with them.
We have quite a lot of detailed information, and we will evaluate it, and we will include any evidence.
Now, friends, did the Congress ever bring that to the light? Absolutely not. See, this is, again, going back to why nothing gets straightened out. Nothing is corrected. The wrongs are not corrected. Because the American people take it for lip service from the politician who knows he's only there to appease the people. And by the way, going back to Daryl Issa, Trey Gowdy, and Jason Chaffetz, an exchange of power, a shift of position with different players. That's all it comes down to. Judge them by their fruit. And what is the fruit of the modern day Congress and those that are actually to investigate those that are in government and the bureaucracies within that money is being allocated to the American taxpayer? And look at your paying for America. What gets done? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We were told back in 1976 that we were going to be told it was going to be brought to the light concerning any impropriety concerning the CIA. Did we ever get a report on that? Folks, this has been going on for a long time in this country. Has it been exposed? Yeah, it's been exposed, but it's not been through those that are supposed to expose it and then actually bring it forth through indictment and charges concerning their crimes against we the people. How come it was never brought to the light? Because the people didn't demand it. And because the people didn't demand it, we're still dealing with it today. Is that not true? Why, yes, of course it is true. See, disinformation is exactly what they have been spewing out of the CIA for a long, long time in this and in other countries. Now, only to prove it once again, I didn't say it. Dr. Ulfcott, who had recently came out exposing the CIA by stating, listen to what he says carefully, the entire mainstream media is totally fake, taught to lie, to betray the people, and to tell, not to tell the truth to the public. He went on and said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. This is what Dr. Udo Ulfcott said. You can hear him for yourself.
Well, I've been a journalist for about 25 years, and I was educated to lie, to betray, and not to tell the truth to the public. But seeing right now, within the last months, how the German and American media tries to bring war to the people in Europe, to bring war to Russia, this is a point of no return, and I'm going to stand up and say it is not right what I have done in the past to manipulate people, to make propaganda against Russia, and it is not right what my colleagues do and have done in the past, because they are bribed to betray the people, not only in Germany, all over Europe. The reason writing this book was that I am very fearful of a new war in Europe, and I don't like to have this situation again, because war is never coming from itself. There is always people behind it to push for war, and this is not only politicians, this is journalists too. And I just have written in the book how we have betrayed in the past our readers just to push for war, and because I don't want this anymore. I'm fed up.
You see how this works, friends? We're going to take a quick break, exposing the CIA. America, it's time to stand up and finish what John F. Kennedy intended to finish, namely the CIA. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Joseph Era, the founder and CEO of WND.com, WorldNet Daily as it's known in some quarters, the nation's largest independent news source. I am just so pleased to be working with Bradley Dean in a number of ways, getting more familiar with their program and their ministry every single day, and I'm excited about their outreach to young people across this country, which is one of the most important mission fields anybody could ever find.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
So that was Dr. Udo Ulfkott. Final segment, friends. That was Dr. Udo Ulfkott warning the American people, warning people of other prospective countries around the globe that the CIA is controlling the media. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Taught to lie, he said, to betray the people and not to tell the truth to the public. This is who's behind the CIA. The CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists globally. And where's their home base? America, your backyard. You're paying for it. Oh, by the way, Udo Ulfkott was found dead on January 13th, 2017, 3 weeks ago. He was found dead of an alleged heart attack on January 13th, 2017, 56 years old. Watch the video and tell me he looked like he was having health issues, friends. So is the CIA alive and well concerning their crimes? Hey, folks, let me bring it to your backyard. You know, I'll know who Anderson Cooper is, right, from CNN? Well, let me say it this way. Here's a meme. I am a direct descendant and heir to the Vanderbilts, the second wealthiest family in the American history. Before I became the face of CNN, I was in a secret society at Yale University called the Manuscript Society. While at Yale, I worked for the CIA and became a participant in Operation Mockingbird, which I just exposed, friends. I now spread disinformation to the mainstream media to manipulate the thoughts and beliefs of the public to further the CIA's agenda. Did you hear what I said? even watch the videos. On February 1st, 2017, which was yesterday, the CIA popped its ugly head up once again. This time they were exposed for fake news about an assassination attempt on the Syrian leader, Assad. You know, the rebel that doesn't stand for the New World Order, America? The ones they got you believing that are the bad guys, and I'm not saying he's not the bad guy, but I am saying, friends, we need to know the facts because we are not getting the facts from those that are controlling the state-controlled media, owned and operated by six corporations worldwide, by the way. When are the American people going to hold accountable not only corrupt politicians who are using the media as a cover for their crimes, but also them that are behind the crimes? Read Deuteronomy 4:1. And if you look at the connection between the Bushes, the CIA, and the Third Reich, friends, you're going to be shocked. And you're going to understand. It's going to make perfect sense. There's the link right there. Look to Prescott Bush, Daddy Bush, head of the CIA. Indicted back in the 30s. I'm talking about both of them, friends. Indicted back in the 30s and the 40s, friends, for what? Illegally financing Hitler's Reich. Wow, that's pretty crazy. And we had him as his descendant was the president of the United States of America, and he had the American people believing he was a Christian, just like Hitler had 80 million people believing that he was a Christian when he did just the exact opposite. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. Don't accuse Christ Jesus of what he is not guilty of, friends. And you see this all day. Oh, you Christians. No, what you're complaining about is the same things Christ rebuked. It's a lack of Christianity. Hey, folks, who does propaganda work best on? The least intelligent. Read Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The least intelligent. Who said that? None other than the devil incarnate. Listen to Adolf Hitler. All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach. In other words, a dumbed down population. They'll accept it. They'll accept anything. They'll go to a football game. They'll entertain themselves while we're destroying their country. It has been said that not everything that is faced can be changed, America. Listen to me carefully. It has been said that not everything that is faced can be changed. But I want to say this on the other side. Nothing can be changed until it's faced. And until the American people understand what they are allowing to the likes of the CIA and other criminal bureaucracies, you can rest assured, friends, nothing will change. Nothing's going to change. Did you know that Joseph Goebbels, friends, the propaganda minister under Adolf Hitler, did you know that he said the Third Reich was made on propaganda? That's his exact quote. Remember how many times I've told and shared with you, America, that behind tyrants is absolutely nothing, but it's all premised on a lie? Yep. Cause the enemy to believe there's a lot more of us than there really is. And what we'll do is we'll work covert like in the shadows, and we'll kill off all of our opposition. And that way, they'll believe that there is a lot more of us, even though we get them, and though there's few of us. Matter of fact, there was a CIA official that came out, or I'm sorry, a former CIA agent that came out some time ago, I think it was about a year or two ago, who actually came forth and said that he was responsible for many assassinations. And he said that there was like 30 others that were involved in doing the assassinations, basically journalists, political opposition, and artists and others that didn't agree. And they felt back then in the 60s that they were a threat to American security. He said there's like 30 of them. He didn't say it like there's 3 million of them and everywhere you go that they are there. No, so what? This is how they operate. This is how the devil operates, friends. And his minions operate in the dark. They don't do it in the light. No. They know that that's all they have to do is smite the shepherd and the sheep will run. And that's what they do. And the American people, you let them do it, for goodness sakes. All propaganda has to be popular and has to accommodate itself to the comprehension of the least intelligent of those whom it seeks to reach. These bureaucracies, These organizations that I've highlighted during the show today survive off the ignorance and the tolerance of the American people. As I said, it's been said that not everything that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it's faced. And until the American people understand that they are allowing, and what they're allowing to the likes of the CIA and other bureaucracies, rest assured, nothing will change. Listen to what President Harry Truman said. I would never have agreed to the formulation of the Central Agency, Intelligence Agency, the CIA, back in 1947, if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. Connecting the lines. This is called dovetailing, America. I didn't say it. The President of the United States of America said, Harry Truman, I never would have agreed to the formulation of the Central Intelligence Agency back in 47 if I had known it would become the American Gestapo. And what are we dealing with today? The American Gestapo.
That's exactly right. And how many people do you know throughout the United States who are willing to bring forth the truth of what's going on in our nation? And that's what the Sons of Liberty is constantly doing, is bringing forth the truth from the Word of God, from the Constitution, to the issues of the day, and preaching it from the housetops, unashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And for those of you who are listening, I want to just give you a little bit of an update on, you might think, well, what all are you guys doing? Besides events nationwide, besides columns every week, besides the radio program 6 days a week, and every other project and facet that we have going on, we're about reaching the United States. In fact, many of you may not even know this, but we had a book called For the Children, Exposing the Issues of Abortion. You can find it at our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Just click on that store button. We took this book and we sent it to every member of the United States Congress, both in the House and Senate, and everyone got a copy. This is a book exposing the evils of abortion, exposing the harm that it does not only to unborn babies, obviously, but also mothers who have abortions and so on, to all of our representatives. And then we also did it in our home state of Minnesota, too, as well.
Now, can I interject really quick, honey? Because, wife, I'm sorry, Stephanie, my peach. Interesting outcome. When she sent those books to the federal governments, she got one response. You got two responses.
I think it was two, yeah.
Okay, two responses. How many members? 535 friends. When Stephanie took it to the federal level, a couple years prior to that, when the whole homosexual agenda came out, I actually wrote a letter to every principal in the state of Minnesota. And I want to tell you what, did I get backlash? That is when the state-controlled media came down on me big time. You know what I say? That's fine. Because by the grace of God, I ain't moving. And my Father tells me, and he tells you, touch not mine anointed and do my children. Namely, he used the word prophets. Do them no harm.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. So we're involved in every aspect. We're not just here hanging out, friends, having a good time, waiting for the show to come on, talking big and bad. No, we're involved, and we're taking the hits along with it.
And we're in the fight on a daily basis, and we want you to join together with us and take part in having, I want to say this, many people support their local churches, which is fine, you tithe and so on, but are your local churches sincerely reaching out to the lost? Are they getting out of the building? Are they spreading the gospel? Are they evangelizing and witnessing for Christ on a daily basis? If they're not doing that, if it's just a click club for other quote-unquote professed Christians, then they're not doing their job. You need to be a part of a ministry that's actually doers of the word and not hearers only. So please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Do it today. Become
need
a Son
or Daughter of Liberty. Need support, friends. 1 John 3:18, love you by what we'll do. Talking 23. See ya.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them.
Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.